Why swatches? It's fall winter and wearing all black is expected, but the real style people play with colors in this season. They understand how colors work together and they use their skin tone, they use pops of color, they use texture, they layer well. So this season, I just want people to use season 6 of Wear It Right with Shan as a color guide. Y'all, I am fresh out the shower. Before that, I was in the gym getting it. parent duties all morning. Foot massage at 5:30 a.m. I got to do my other post-gym foot massage. Because when you have flat feet, that's what you do. Anywho, welcome back to Wear It Right with Shan. This is season 6. Where I talk about style, fashion, and things in between. This is episode 4, the duo today, as far as color, because I'm focusing on swatches this season, is navy and tan, all right? Now, you can do ivory, you can do khaki, you could do taupe, but tan is the family that we're focusing on, okay? You should subscribe to the podcast, Wear It Right with Shan, on all podcast platforms, whether that's Good Pods, Red Circle, Spotify, Apple, Podbean, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to the podcast, please subscribe, please share it. And if you know a friend who is scared of color, all they do is black and white, white and black, toss this episode to them, because I have no problem with people wanting a black easy wardrobe or a white easy wardrobe, or mixing the two, adding stripes, adding polka dots, adding, you know, whatever makes you feel like you did something, right? But adding the right colors in your wardrobe for your skin tone can go a long way. And I think a lot of people are losing out on a lot of momentum that can be in their wardrobe when they just stick to black, whites, creams only, or browns only. Like, let's get together. Let's do clean and classic. And what's a better clean and classic than a navy and a tan? Okay, the weather has changed. It's cool, breezy, nippy in the AM. Today's duo is going to be navy and tan. It goes together well because it's a bold with a mellow mood. Okay, tan is part of neutrals. It's subtle, but it makes a statement. It is well accepted for the office, court dates, interviews, or meetings. To me, it screams business. To me, it screams you did not come to play. You have a schedule. You have somewhere to be. If you play it in with a crisp white button down, it gets even cleaner. If you break up both of the navy and the tan with a crisp button down, or a chambray blue button down, or a chambray blouse with maybe navy polka dots in it. Very cute. Love it. Okay. Navy commands attention and structure to me. And that's what I'm sharing today. Welcome to Wear It Right with Shan. Welcome. You must care about how you look. That's why you're here. Okay, let's see if I can get this in before my alarm goes off. Okay, so let's go top to bottom. You can do a tan newsboy for fall, winter. I think that's very cute and classic. Even with like a pattern plaid that is tan base. Great. Even a tan base.
You are now listening to another Shambi Potten podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambipotten.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the Bonfire at the Shambi Potten spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potten, hashtag Shambi Potten, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipotten.com. Now back to the show.
It's plaid with slight navy splotches in it. Even better, you could do a navy newsboy. I just got a navy denim colored newsboy that I cannot wait to wear next week. It's going to be so cute with my hair straightened and slightly curled. I already envisioned it. So that's that. You can do clean earrings. I say gold looks better with tan and navy to me. Okay, it makes it pop. A lot of jackets that are navy usually have gold buttons or fastens on them because it makes it pop. Okay, down to the jackets. My alarm did go off. We could do navy blazers or tan blazers, tan pea coat, which is very popular for fall winter, or a navy pea coat. You could do crop, you could do waist length, or you could do the long jacket. Just realize how short or tall you are. Okay, you can do a cropped jacket in tan. I have one. I love it. It's great on the go and it's very lightweight. When it comes to bottoms, we could do tan slacks, khaki slacks, or what's the other color? Beige. Okay, navy pants, navy denim, or a tan skirt. Looks really great, okay? You can even do navy corduroy skirts if you can find one. Navy leather skirts, go for it, all right? When it comes to layering, I say layer with either a white button-down, a lighter blue pinstripe button-down, something with a polka dot in it. Looks really great. When you mix it together, break up that navy, break up that tan. Stripes with navy look nice. Now, let's do some collaborations, okay? I have about 7 different collaborations you can do. Vision it with me, okay? Envision it with me. Number 1, a tan turtleneck navy pants. Number 2, a tan suit with a navy top. Great breakup. Number 3, navy tee, tan chinos. Looks very nice. You can even do it casually with clean white sneakers, or you can do it with a loafer. Very clean. Number 4, navy sleeveless top, khaki skirt. Envision it with me, ladies. You can match that with a cardigan. You can do it with a light jacket because you know in the office either be really hot or really cold, but you need to layer. All right. Number 5, navy jacket, pinstripe, blue button down, khaki pants. Or tan slacks. Number 6, navy jumpsuit. Brown belt. Not because you need it, just because it just breaks it up nicely. That brown belt, make it a dark brown belt. And a brown bag. It does not have to be the same brown that's in that belt. Okay? Number 7, navy button-down olive pants. Because olive looks nice with it too. A brown leather pants can be done also. Okay, play with it. I think these 2 colors together, navy and tan, it creates balance. Layer it again with stripes or solids or a print. Brown pants look really good with it. It gives off a very polished look. What you want to stay away from with navy and tan is pink, purple, light gray, indigo blue. You already have a blue. Black. Black is so close to navy that it's pointless. So don't do it. As far as shoes, brown shoes always look great. Suede for texture. Light brown loafer looks very nice. A booty for women. Brown chocolate booties or a dark brown boot. Keep it simple. Keep it classic. Dress nice. Put your hair up so we can see your facial features, or have your hair down. Men, have a clean cut. Put on something to smell good. Wear a watch. It goes a long way. Have the right purse. And be safe this fall winter. This orange man has decided to shorten people's resources when it comes to food and funds that they can get that they're used to getting. So a lot of people are outside making bad decisions. And sometimes the bad decisions can be to walk up on somebody and try to take what they have. So wear the appropriate shoes for the appropriate places. Women, do not be outside past 8 o'clock if you don't have to. Do not make it a point to get gas at night or early in the morning, because there's always people watching you or looking for somebody that's slipping. Do not leave your keys in your car while your car is running or warming up. Do not leave your kids in the car. Please be mindful of nasty people who spit their gum on the ground and check the bottom of your shoes. Do not walk with your shoes throughout your house. That's nasty. What else? Cufflinks go a long way. You know, use them if you have them. Use them if you want to add a touch. A nice brooch looks really nice. Keep it clean. Keep it cute. Dress accordingly. Thank you so much for listening to Wear It Right with Shan. You can find me on shanbypotting.com. You can at me at Wear It Right with Shan on IG. And I am on Twitter. And be great. This was a great October. I will see you guys in November. Peace.